Welcome to the Friday, March the 1st episode of Briefings with Butts. Holy cow, it is March already. Hard to believe. This is our 28th episode of the 2023-2024 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. This weekly podcast is an important district communication tool for our staff, so thank you for carving out just about 10 minutes, and I mean as much as I can, just about 10 minutes to listen each week to stay informed, connected, and most importantly, celebrate the incredible work we do and the difference we make in the lives of our students. Well, first, I'd like to congratulate this week's Briefings with Butts trivia winner, Shannon Copeland, special education teacher at McClellan Elementary. Congratulations, Shannon. You win a Jeans Day for yourself and for your team. Well, let's go ahead and jump right in. It's been another great week in the MSD of Wayne Township. We just wrapped up our Black History Month, and this month we are celebrating the National Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month. This year's theme is A World of Opportunities, and the goal is to do our part to create a world where everyone can do well and succeed. Educators are on the front lines of this work, and I want to thank each and every one of you for doing everything you can to remove obstacles and support our students to reach their full potential. And it was just last week that we were able to celebrate our Dare to Dream Awards and recognize so many individuals around the district who are doing that work as we enter National Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month here in March. March is also Women's History Month, which celebrates the contributions and achievements of women throughout history in a variety of fields. That's why I am extremely excited to welcome today's guest, an important part of women's history right here in the MSD of Wayne Township, our very own Ben Davis High School Athletic Director, Mrs. Heather McGowan. Welcome, Mrs. McGowan.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate you having me on.
I know that you are super busy, and so you are calling from your office as you prepare for events that are happening and going on throughout the district. I want to ask you, talk to us a little bit about your journey here in the MSD of Wayne Township, and then I want to get into really what an athletic director does, because I don't know that people fully understand the work that you do each and every day to support learning through athletics. Tell us about your journey.
Okay, well, first and foremost, I think I've been here long enough that people think I'm from Ben Davis. I'm actually not. I am from Minnesota. Went to South Dakota State, studied athletic training, physical education, recreation, and dance. And played college softball there. And Miss Priscilla Dillo, who was a former athletic director here, actually put out a nationwide search, her and Mr. Bob Britt, for a female athletic trainer, swim instructor, and PE teacher back in 1994. Mm. And I happened to come across it, put my application in, and had a few phone interviews in November, and you'll crack up about this because it dates me. Sent in a VHS tape and had to mail that in as part of my interview, and then flew down in December of 94 for an in-person interview. Passed my National Athletic Trainers exam, graduated, and came down to Indy 2 weeks later.
Wow. 30 years. 30 years ago, you came to Ben Davis High School.
Yes, sir.
Golly. Well, you mentioned Pris Dillo. We'll talk about her in a minute. We know recently Pris passed. Was the first female athletic director in Ben Davis High School's history. You are the second. What does an athletic director do? I think people probably don't fully understand the work that goes on in your office. So tell us a little bit more about what you do on a daily basis.
So on a daily basis, what we do is basically we are the liaison between our officials, between the other schools, our coaches, our student athletes, our parents, the community. We make sure that the events are staffed. We make sure that our facilities are safe. We make sure that they're clean and ready to play. We communicate with the officials, make sure they're hired and that they're licensed to officiate. We make sure that the medical care is provided for, transportation is provided for, meals are set and established, equipment is purchased. We make sure all those background things that when you walk in, the game is ready to go. All that stuff that's set up when you come in, that's what we do. We make sure athletes are eligible. Our coaches are licensed. They have all their courses taken that they need to take. We make sure that our athletic trainers have their supplies that they need, our coaches have the supplies that they need. We make sure that they're current on their credit. We may continue to get them further education to make sure they're up to date on the latest techniques, the courses, the skills that they need to have so that our student athletes can be the best prepared that they can.
You know, I think, so you brought up an excellent point. You do everything possible so that when people come to attend an event, to watch an athletic contest, that they can focus just on what's happening, on the floor, on the court, in the arena, wherever it is that that event's happening, and they don't know about all the other stuff that goes on behind the scenes.
Correct. So we're working with our custodial crew, our maintenance crew, our landscaping crew, our buildings and grounds crew, our administrators, our coaches, the other schools, athletic directors, administrators. We're working with our security here, our police officers here, our workers for the events here. So there's a lot more that goes into it than just being on the sideline and cheering our kids. When we get to that point, it's fantastic. But there's a lot that goes on between the game when we establish it with a schedule and then when it takes place.
And you run one of the largest athletic high school programs here in the state of Indiana. How many sports do we have at Ben Davis High School?
We just added last year boys volleyball and girls wrestling. We also added in girls flag football. So we are up to, I want to say, 23. Because we also have boys and girls bowling as a club sport as well.
Yeah, and we've seen so. Yeah, that's just incredible when you think about how much that has expanded. Which leads us right into an individual you mentioned a few minutes ago, Pris Dillo, and Pris is a 1961 graduate of Ben Davis High School. She came back to Ben Davis High School as a teacher and a coach. She was assistant athletic director. You mentioned Bob Britt. She worked with Bob Britt and then became athletic director. But she was really a pioneer, wasn't she?
Oh, yes, sir. By all means.
And so, the opportunities for girls were fewer and farther between before Pris really got involved. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. There was there were club sports for girls. There were intramurals that had just started happening, but there was not an IHSAA. There was actually a girls' athletic league ahead of, before that. But Pris was a trailblazer in making sure that our female athletes had the same opportunities that our male athletes did.
To think that back in the 80s and 90s, we had a Marion County Coaches of Girls Sports organization. Just seems unfathomable.
Yeah, she was very, very proud of our female student athlete, and she's very proud of all of our athletes. And actually, I've spoken with a couple people since her passing that she was very instrumental in their lives. She's very influential, and they weren't athletes. I mean, she was just one of those people that she cared about everybody and she wanted to see you succeed. And one of these happened to be a student that came and did an internship with us. She just truly cared about people in general and helping them succeed. But she really focused on our female student athletes just because it wasn't an equitable situation, 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
There's those battles, and things have changed tremendously because of the groundwork that she had done and so many others.
Recently, I saw a picture of you and Pris. I think at a basketball game, maybe you were together, and the picture was taken talking about our two athletic directors who were women, you and Pris. What did Pris, being the first athletic director of Ben Davis High School, what does that mean to you? What do you think that did for your career?
Wow, she was definitely an influence. She modeled hard work. She modeled dedication. Mm-hmm. She definitely modeled fortitude. but she also showed that you can be compassionate and you can show people your compassion, but still toe that hard line. You can still have patience. You can still hold people accountable. So,
and she stayed involved. I mean, she was the first female member of the IHSA Board of Directors. She has been inducted into the Ben Davis High School Wall of Fame. She's a National Athletic Director Hall of Fame recipient. She's on the a recipient of the Hall of Fame for the Indiana Volleyball Coaches and the ASA Softball Players. And she continued all the way until her passing to be the executive director for the Indiana Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association. So she stayed involved.
She's been very active. I've been very much. She was still attending our state conferences when we had our socials. She would still come as a retired member. I was very blessed. Her great nephew plays college football with my son, so I got to spend the last three football seasons with her down at Franklin College. So those were just times that I will definitely cherish. And that picture you were referring to was last year we were at Southport for, I think it was a girls basketball tournament. We were down there for sectionals and she was there. So we got to get our picture together. That was great.
That's amazing. Mrs. McGowan, representation matters. We say that often. And for many of our young women to see you in a leadership role that you have at Ben Davis High School and know that they can also aspire to do great things, what does that mean for you as a woman, as someone who has is in charge of such a large program, a program that is not only known in the state of Indiana but around the country? What does that mean for you to be that role model for some of our young women?
It's a great honor. It's a lot of pressure.
Sure.
You know, you have to know your worth. You have to put the work in, and it's hard work. And you have to make sure that you understand that there's going to be rejection. There's going to be defeat, but it's how you utilize that. And if you choose to utilize that as a motivation to strive for success, that's going to carry you a long way versus just accepting it. So it's all in how you handle your circumstances.
You
learn to lean on your inner circle and those people that you can trust for advice, and not advice that you just want to hear, but they're going to tell you what you need to hear. So I have those people that I can go to, you know, that will hold me accountable, and as my mom would say, put me in check when I need to be put in check. But those things are important. And I've had former students and former student athletes, former student athletic training students that have reached out and told me how important it is for their girls to see me in that role. So that it's a daily reminder. I keep those notes that what I'm doing is important.
Well, and just want to say thank you for being that role model, for being that example for our young women, for representing the excellence that Ben Davis High School is and continues to be, and for playing such an important role in that. I appreciate all that you do. Want to thank you for being my guest today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, coming up on Monday evening, we have our regular school board meeting at 6:30 p.m. at the Wayne Township Education Center. Our 2024 Seniors' Choice Awards will be held at Ben Davis High School, 445. What an amazing night to recognize our educators as chosen by the class of 2024 at Ben Davis High School, Ben Davis University High School, Achieve Virtual Education Academy, and Wayne Preparatory Academy. Looking forward to that event each and every year. And on Thursday, the Martin Luther King Jr. Awards Contest and Reception will be held at 6 p.m. at Chapel Hill 7th and 8th Grade Center. Always a great opportunity to recognize our students and the projects that they have completed for the Martin Luther King Jr. Awards. Again, will be held on Thursday at 6 p.m. at Chapel Hill. And next Friday, hard to believe, but next Friday marks the end of the third grading period. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to end with our mission to activate and accelerate student learning, and our vision to develop great people. Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne, you are Wayne, we are Wayne. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.